Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, on a lovely Sunday morning, at just about harvest time, when the buckwheat was in bloom, and the east wind blew warmly while the birds sang and the bees buzzed, all creatures were happy. Mr. Hedgehog stood on his porch, his chin tilted toward the sky, and his eyes closed. He was basking in the morning sun and humming a little song to himself. While he was singing, it occurred to him that he might like to take a small stroll to his garden and check on his turnips, which he had planted some time ago. So, whilst Mrs. Hedgehog was hanging the laundry to dry and the children ran about in the yard, Mr. Hedgehog began the short journey to his garden. His family loved to eat the turnips. In fact, it was their favourite food. And Mr. Hedgehog himself made quite a fantastic turnip pie. But this was saved for only the most special of occasions. Mr. Hedgehog saw that his turnips were growing quite nicely, and he was pleased. When he turned back toward his home, he saw Mr. Hare on the path.
"Good morning, Hare," said Mr. Hedgehog.
"Why should you be in the fields this early in the day, Hedgehog?"
asked Mr. Hare. Mr. Hare was quite a distinguished gentleman, but friendly he was not.
"I was checking on me turnips. They're growing quite nicely in me garden, if I might say so."
"You might say, but my carrots grow more beautiful by the day. They should be the talk of the town this year."
"Perhaps, or perhaps it shall be my turnips. They're much tastier, and I make the best turnip pie in three counties."
"Turnips tastier than carrots? What a silly hedgehog you are. There is no better dish than my carrot tart. I am sure your little turnip pie cannot compare."
This made Mr. Hedgehog quite furious, for he could bear anything but an attack on his turnips.
"My turnips are better than anything such a hare as yourself could grow."
"Pish posh," Mr. Hare mocked.
"Well then, let's put it to the test," cried Mr. Hedgehog. "You shall cook your carrot tart, and I shall make my turnip pie, and the whole town shall come to judge which is better. What say you, Hare?"
"Challenge accepted. I will see you 3 days from Sunday."
"I bid you good day."
And with that, Mr. Hedgehog turned on his heel and marched right back to his house.
"Mrs. Hedgehog," he cried as he entered the house.
"Yes, dear,"
she replied.
"I shall need to make the best turnip pie I have ever made, the pie of pies."
"But, dear, you already do."
"Not this time."
And Mr. Hedgehog explained everything to Mrs. Hedgehog. When he had finished, she said,
"You worry about the cooking, and I shall go to town and tell everyone to meet us in the big field 3 days from Sunday."
"And that they should be hungry, Mother."
"Yes, Mother, don't forget,"
cried the little ones.
"I shall not,"
said Mrs. Hedgehog as she went out the door. With the help of his little ones, Mr. Hedgehog prepared everything just perfectly. They sifted the flour 3 times, churned the butter to perfection, and picked the most perfect 3 eggs. This was all for the crust, of course, for the most important ingredient could not be picked until the last moment. Mr. Hedgehog spent almost all his time watching over his garden to be sure that nothing happened to his precious turnips. And before he knew it, the day was upon him. He picked the best turnips from the bunch and off he went to prepare. The little ones begged to place the pie in the oven, and he allowed it, of course, keeping a very close eye. The hedgehogs were all quite nervous. Seconds felt like years as they waited for the pie to be finished. Mr. Hedgehog prepared the whipped cream himself while the pie was in the oven. Round and round he whipped until it was perfect. And then they were off.
To the field we go!"
sang the little ones as they skipped ahead of their parents. Everyone who lived in town was there, and in fact, from the neighbouring two towns.
"Mrs. Hedgehog, you have quite undone yourself," said Mr. Hedgehog.
Mrs. Hedgehog smiled at her husband, squared her shoulders, and walked into the crowd to greet all of their friends. Mr. Hedgehog placed his pie down on a small table he had brought with him.
"Hedgehog," said a voice behind him.
It was Mr. Hare, carrot tart in hand.
"Hare?"
he replied. Mr. Hare, too, had brought a small table. He set his tart upon it. Mr. Frog approached.
"Gentlemen,"
he greeted both. And as usual, Mr. Hedgehog was warm and friendly, and Mr. Hare was cold and unsociable.
"Shall I act as a master of ceremonies?" "That will be much appreciated, Mr. Frog."
"Humph,"
said Mr. Hare.
"You are welcome to it, but let's get on with it before my tart melts in this heat."
"Hear ye, good friends. Let us have volunteers to be the judges."
The crowd cheered. Mr. Beaver and Mrs. Chipmunk all stepped forward.
"We have to. Be there anyone else?"
"I suppose I could do it,"
said a small voice. And Ms. Gopher emerged from the crowd.
"Good,"
said Mr. Frog as he ushered them over to the pies.
"Carrot first."
The crowd cheered. Mr. Hare cut three slices from his tart and served the judges. They all smiled and nodded as they chewed.
"Quite lovely,"
said Mrs. Chipmunk.
"Is that nutmeg?"
asked Mr. Beaver. Miss Gopher stayed quiet and ate another bite. When they had finished, Mr. Frog announced,
"And now to the turnips."
"Go ahead and try it, but you shall see mine is better. In fact, everything I do is better. So try it and prove me right,"
said Mr. Hare. The crowd stayed silent. How this hare boasted. Mr. Hedgehog cut three slices, put a little dollop of whipped cream on each, and served them to the judges.
"Quite lovely,"
Mrs. Chipmunk said again.
"The cream is just perfect,"
said Mr. Beaver. Miss Gopher stayed quiet just as she had before and ate another bite, and then another.
"Well?"
Mr. Hare cried impatiently.
"Mr. Hare!"
Mr. Frog reprimanded.
"I must say, I cannot decide. They are both delicious. I would say the nutmeg in the tart is delightful, yet the cream on the pie is divine,"
said Mr. Beaver.
"I must say, I too cannot decide. I find carrots and turnips equally appetizing. And if you added a bit of crumbled nuts, peanuts, really,"
said Mrs. Chipmunk.
"Peanuts in my carrot tart? Preposterous!"
cried Mr. Hare.
"I do love to make peanut butter, Mrs. Chipmunk,"
said Mr. Hedgehog.
"It keeps well, too," she replied.
"Mr. Frog, I must insist we get on with this. Nothing tastes better than my carrot tart."
"What say you, Miss Gopher?"
said Mr. Frog. Miss Gopher was quite shy, and it made her nervous to be the one to decide. She took a deep breath.
"Well, the carrot tart is delicious. It has the perfect mix of each ingredient, and the carrots themselves are just wonderful. You do have a beautiful garden, Mr. Hare."
"I know."
"Mr. Hedgehog's turnip pie is just, well, it's just spot on. It's
flawless. And it might be just about the best thing I've ever tasted.
The crowd cheered.
It can't be, cried Mr. Hare.
Mr. Frog raised Mr. Hedgehog's paw and cried,
Hooray for the winner!
Mr. Hedgehog was mighty happy. Mr. Hare was so upset, he stormed right off all by himself, with his pie in hand, of course. And Mrs. Hedgehog drew out her basket and revealed 10 more pies. They had made enough for everyone to taste, win or lose.
How generous, said Mr. Frog. What a lovely day for us all to be together. And for you, Hedgehog, to prove that boasting and unkindness cannot win.
Everyone ate a slice of the pie, and they all danced and made merry. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.